Hey, the Economic Development and Housing Budget Division for Monday, March 1st, 2010 will come to order. There's only one thing on the agenda today, and that's going to be the discussion of our budget proposal. We've been asked to come up with, we've sort of been ordered to come up with a budget that will end up helping us settle the $1.2 billion deficit that we've got between now and June 30th. And so our portion of it is about $22.4 million. So what you see in front of you is a spreadsheet that's a proposal that we think will deal with that $22.4 million in such a way that we will try and be fair with everybody that we can possibly be fair with, and hopefully we don't end up zeroing out anybody and everybody is satisfied with the results we have here. What I will do, we don't have a bill to go with this just yet, but what I will do is have Dave Jensen go through the spreadsheet and explain where the cuts are, and we can have that discussion about whether or not they are the appropriate cuts or not, and whether or not we should be cutting somewhere else. But I'm going to have Dave explain it. If the committee members would like to have a discussion now, we can. Otherwise, we can get a bill before us on Wednesday that will have the suggested cuts in it and maybe a few other things in the bill. But at any rate, if anybody has any questions before Mr. Jensen starts, I'll be we can entertain some questions. Senator Metzen.
Yeah, just the theme, is it kind of proportional? Is that or are there deeper cuts in different areas, or is it like a percentage pretty much? To get to the 22.4.
Mr. Chairman and members, the approach used was 3% and 5% on the appropriation amount. And then there are some items that are different from that, and I can explain those.
But pretty much what the...
Pretty much 3 and 5% across.
Okay, so nobody... Okay, that's...
Senator Olson.
I think that's good for us to know.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a biennial number. We have a lot of grant money, pass-through money, has already spent in this fiscal year. So we'll be looking at a biennial reduction, and we'll have language that allows that adjustment.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, do we have anything in any of these columns that would say what the governor's numbers are? Or do we? Those were in an old chart, just by comparison?
We don't. It doesn't look like right now, but I suppose we can get that if we want to.
Mr. Chairman, we do have that. We put it on the Senate webpage about 10 days ago, so if people look for it, it's there. But it is not in this spreadsheet right now.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, on Wednesday when we have the bill, maybe it would be helpful to add a column with that in there. Because I would like to be able to compare that, too.
I don't believe that's a problem, Senator Fischbach.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else want to ask a question before we get going, or you want to wait? Okay, Mr. Jensen, go ahead and explain the spreadsheet.
Mr. Chairman, members, I also have the governor's recs with me. If there's a specific item, I could answer that question.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members, on page one, then, for employment and economic development, it's basically the 3 and 5% approach. There is some exceptions on line 7. There is a... required match for the small business development centers. It's a one-to-one match, and there's $600,000 there that we would not make a reduction on. On line 29, there's no reduction because that's $3.70 to each dollar of state money. That's for voc rehab and independent living, so there's no reduction there. On line 31, it's, again, a match, $4 to $1. So there would be no reduction there. And there's $2.4 million. That's a required match. Line 35 is the general support. It would be the program operating budgets. The governor's rec there was $325,000 a year. And as we adjusted the numbers, it's... $300,000 each year, so a little bit less than the governor. Line 36, the carry forwards, about $6 million. The Job Skills Partnership Board is $4.4 million. And the Senate proposal is a $1 million reduction from the Job Skills Partnership. Lines 39 and 41 are the governor's recommendations for transfer to the general fund. Where we have transfers to the general fund, they're not in the agency reduction numbers. So wherever there's a total for an agency, that's the reduction number. Page 2, Public Facilities Authority is the 3% and 5%. Explore Minnesota Tourism is the 3% and 5%. Carry forwards of 953. Of that amount, 850,000 is for the Explore Minnesota Tourism. The reduction would come from that amount. Lines 54 to 59 is Housing Finance Agency. That's basically the governor's recommendation. When you add the reduction and the transfer on line 58, it's a $5.5 million impact on the general fund. Labor and industry is a 3% and 5%. Mediation services is 3% and 5%. Historical Society is 3% and 5%. Public Broadcasting, the governor had eliminated all funding in fiscal year 11. This proposal is just 3% and 5%. Again, that was a way to compute the numbers. The Arts Board, 3% and 5%, and the numbers are in relationship to their original appropriation. Commerce, basically 3% and 5%, except on line 102, the auto theft prevention, recommending a $1 million transfer to the general fund. They have about $3 million now balance. There's a $1.3 million transfer each year to the general fund, and this would add to that 1.3, which would leave them about $700,000 or $800,000. Line 104, the petrol cleanup claims, that's a transfer that would reduce the balance in that fund. It's about $15 million, and they spend about $10 million a year. If the fund gets below $4 million, there's a trigger. The tax kicks in for 4 months to replenish the fund. Line 106, real estate education, research, and recovery. There's a balance there of about 1.6, and we're suggesting $1 million reduction. And they do spend about $600,000 a year, but it's only after the courts have reviewed the claims for the recovery. So that's a commerce total of about 3% and 5%. Also on line 100 is the only new spending in this bill. $400,000 to join the National Mortgage Licensing System. We'd have access to that system. The money for that would be recovered, and that shows in the line 103, which is a deposit in the general fund. That's part of that 489. And the county board and the rest of those items through line 122 are 3% and 5%. On line 131 was the target for the $22,400,000, and that's the proposal arrives at by raising revenue of $10,600,000 and cutting the operating budgets of about $11.7 million. Page 4. On the left-hand side, there's the governor's unallotment, and those are numbers that the governor unallotted in the agencies back in July of 2009. So all those unallotments are actually in the operating numbers. And line 142, again, was the general fund revenues that we discussed earlier. Arriving on line 156, the total revenue is $10,000,006 as proposed.
Okay, short and sweet. Any questions or comments?
Just, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Metzen.
Just like on these, some of these revenue accounts where the industry has agreed over the years to tax themselves, for example, for real estate education, for the Petro Fund, Commerce Fed licensing. I mean, it's targeted to those areas, and they're paying the fiddler. And because they've been self-policing and self-educating, paying for that stuff, but we are taking money from those accounts, right? Does it make sense what I just said? I mean, they've agreed over the years to take these assessments against their industry or make these assessments, and then I understand we have to balance the budget, but that seems like on the backs of people that specifically had that money allocated for different reasons.
Jensen.
Mr. Chairman, what you explained was correct. It is agency or account balances that are generated through licensing fees. That's correct. Kind of looked at it, though, and said, well, these are balances that probably would not be spent this fiscal year or next fiscal year.
But then, Mr. Chairman, then we shouldn't have assessed them. But we did, and the money's there. So.
Mr. Chairman, if we don't, if the committee decides not to do that, then the second year increase or reduction would approximately double on the operating budgets of the agencies. Instead of $5.8 million, the reduction would have to go up to about $11.8 million.
And I understand your point, Senator Metzen, and
but I'm not fighting it.
No, I know, but it's one of those kind of things where there's, I think, in each one of these cases, the amount of money that has been that we're proposing to reduce the funds by doesn't affect what the fund will be doing during the particular year because they've had a little bit of an excess. And I think you're right, though. I think we should definitely keep this in mind for when we might have a budget surplus and be thinking about refunding this money to these funds also. So that's something I think we got to talk about or maybe figure out a way to do it. But until we get some revenues coming in, I mean, budget cutting is a terrible thing, and it's really hard to do, and it's hard to figure out where to do it in the best and most equitable places. And in a couple of places, there's some pots of money where they aren't using it, and if we can at least take it from places where they aren't using it so that we don't harm some other places that might need it, then maybe that's a good approach here. So
I understand, Mr. Chair. Members.
Senator Vandiver.
Mr. Chair, line 146, what is that doing with regard to the Hugo tornado relief?
I'm going to have Mr. Jensen address this, but I think it just means that they haven't accessed the money yet. It's not being calculated into the bottom line here, right,
Mr. Jensen? Mr. Chairman, that's correct. In the carry forward, it was not spent in fiscal year 9, so it does show up on our spreadsheets as an item that's not spent. If you look at, you can see the brackets and the number is moved to the left-hand side of the column. That would mean that it's not added to the total. It is an item in the fund balance.
Mr. Chair, they had indicated that they have that money. Is that in their hands? So that would, if they were paid the money and received it, would that still show up as having a fund balance?
Mr. Chairman, no, it would not. Now, maybe this information that I have is a couple weeks old. I'm not sure. But that's why it's not added to the total.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll take it out of there if it's gone. It's already been spent.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Vandiver.
Would the they already have it, you'll take it off the spreadsheet.
The line item can come off. I mean, it's not being proposed to be taken away. I mean, it's one of those things that was appropriated, but we thought had not been grabbed yet. But it's still sitting there waiting to be taken. But you seem to think they might have gotten the money already.
I checked with them, the mayor today, and he said that they had received it. Got a couple months ago. So,
well, unless he wants to give it back, we'll take it off the sheet there. Then, if that's correct,
may I ask, Mr. Chair?
Does anybody else want to make any comments on the spreadsheet? I know you just saw it for the first time, so you maybe want to take a look at it and see if you can digest it more easily. Is anybody that's here in the audience want to make any comments at this point in time, or if you don't, you can go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, if I could add, on the right-hand side of the spreadsheet is the fiscal year 12 and 13. We've not received a budget target for the following biennium, but these numbers carry forward. There would be a 5% reduction. This carried forward into fiscal year 12 and 13.
Okay. Say your name for the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. My name is Heather Mavenkamp. I represent the Minnesota Association of Realtors. I just wanted to enlighten you about the Real Estate Education Research and Recovery Fund. That is a fee that is paid by all real estate licensees every time they renew their membership or renew their license to be a real estate licensee. And the tricky thing about that fund is that if it gets depleted and there is a claim against it, which it's set up to protect consumers, then all real estate licensees will get special assessed, and they'll have to pay an additional fee on top of what they already had if the fund is depleted and a claim is put against it. So I believe that we might have some concerns with that amount of money being taken from the fund. But I'm sure Christine Berger, my lobbying partner, will be in touch with you to address those issues. So I just want to be on the record.
You
would know better than I do. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, members, the unexpended money is $1.6 million. And so far this fiscal year, they spent $50,000.
Okay.
And the claims that come in have to go through the court system and be judged. So there's a delay in the timing.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. The concern is that if several claims come about and then the fund is depleted, that the people who have already paid will get special assessed and have to pay again. That's
okay.
A huge concern.
All right.
There.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thank you.
That.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
anybody have any questions?
We thank the realtors for helping us balance the budget, I guess. With their fees that they.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments or want to make any statements that are in the audience here?
The acronyms.
Anything from anybody on the committee? Okay, then that's the proposal that we're going to probably be coming forward. That's going to be coming forward on Wednesday. We'll have a bill that addresses it, and I think we're planning on having something passed out of here on Wednesday that would probably reflect the $22.4 million that we've been asked to cut. And unless there's a delay tomorrow, there's a forecast, so there's a possibility that things might change. And so I don't know if we have to change the numbers or not, but that's a possibility. So, Senator Kielash.
Mr. Chair, has there been any negotiating with the governor's office on this as well? Is this going to be acceptable?
Well, I think the idea here is that there's a we think there's a $1.2 billion deficit before June, so we're trying to get ahead of the game. Now, like I said, we'll find out tomorrow morning if the forecast changes. And I don't know if. I guess regardless of negotiations with the governor, the number is the number,
yeah.
And so we're still going to have to figure out a way to cut, and unless we find a way to raise some money, and that is acceptable to people. So, anyway.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Parasol.
On line 58, what does that acronym, that five-letter acronym, stand for? PARIF, Housing Finance.
Mr. Jensen.
Mr. Chairman, that's a preservation and affordable rental
affordable.
Housing.
Say it out loud.
Mr. Chair, Senator Paraso, Jeanette Blankenship, Minnesota Housing Finance Agency. It is the Preservation Affordable Rental Investment Fund, or PARIF.
And that is the purpose that that is put to then eventually is what?
Those funds, Senator, Mr. Chair, Senator Paraso, those funds are to preserve rental housing, typically that have federal subsidies like Section 8 on them.
Section 8, all right. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Any comments or questions? One more thing, so, Mr. Jensen. Senator Dibble.
Just to be a little more precise, Ms. Blankenship can help me if I get it wrong, but often those funds are used, for example, for those units in a complex that are in a market rate apartment complex, and there are a few units set aside that are rent subsidized, and those are dollars that go to help keep the maintenance up on those properties.
Mr. Chair, that is correct. Senator Dibble speaks the truth, that we typically use these funds to help preserve apartments that are at risk of going to market rate and being lost from the Section 8 portfolio.
Okay. Anybody else?
Any more comments?
Mr. Chair, Jensen. Members, there was concern raised about taking money out of accounts and some balances. Well, the governor proposes that, too, to do that in some of the other budget divisions. So we're not setting a precedent here. So it's part of his governor's budget process, too.
Senator Olson.
Well, Mr. Chair, I was just to add to that, say that in Health and Human Services, the governor's proposal does that pretty much throughout the budget proposal. So, for example, the licensure fees that people pay, whether, they're whatever license they may need, they have boards, and they pay a fee to support their boards. But the governor's proposal is to take those fees in part and use that to balance the budget.
Senator Dibble.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Well, just to this point, I completely agree with Senator Metz, and this is a bad idea and bad policy. But in the absence of, raising revenue, sources of revenue that are more general applicability, if we're not going to do that, this is an era in which we're prioritizing. People pay fees that go into specific funds for specific purposes, and to empty those checking accounts to put them into the general fund kind of violates that trust. But this is the situation we're in, given the parameters that we've been handed down from on high. We tried to pass bills. We have passed bills that do raise revenue that can be put into the general fund, and those have been vetoed. And a lot of the constituencies who were opposed to taking some of these dollars also oppose those bills. So this is the situation we find ourselves in.
There's no easy solutions to these kind of problems if you're stuck with one solution only, and that is cut. So when we're charged with the duty of figuring out a way to cut budgets, the thing we're trying to do here is do it in such a way that it's fair for everybody and that everybody participates and everybody's got a little skin in the game. So I think this is pretty fair, and I'm sure I'll hear between now and Wednesday whether or not it is. So at any rate, if nobody else has anything else to comment, John?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. John Rakowski with the Department of Labor and Industry. As Mr. Jensen was going through the spreadsheet, for labor and industry, there's also a $2 million transfer from a special revenue account, what we call the Construction Code Fund, which was created 3 years ago in 2007. I want to point out, just to be on the record for the members of the committee as you make your deliberations to make your decisions on this budget, that there's an ongoing transfer to the general fund from that special revenue account every year of $1.5 million. So,
Mr. Chairman,
I had to put that on the record, or my boss wouldn't be very pleased with me.
Senator Metzen.
And that fund, construction trade fund, was for what? If problems would arise and there would be a claims amount of money, what is this fund?
Senator and Mr. Chairman, the fund is essentially comes from three or four different sources. It comes from license renewals, from electricians, plumbers, people of the construction
trade.
That's
fine, but what is it for again?
It's for the purposes. They're paying for inspections. So when an electrician is out on the job, this is after he's completed his job, he expects the state to, especially on publicly owned buildings, to inspect it. We also do plan reviews for publicly owned buildings, and that's another revenue source that's in that fund. And building permit surcharges from cities. So if people aren't building, we don't get the money to the state.
I appreciate that explanation. Yep. Like I said, none of this is pretty, and none of it's as fair as I would like to be, but I think it's as fair as we can get. And
Chairman.
Mr. Jensen.
I guess I did skip over that line item. It wasn't on purpose. I'm looking at the department's report, and they're projecting for fiscal year 10. Now, this is after the transfer of $1.5 million. They have $5.1 million ending balance fiscal year 11 after the $1.5 million transfer. The balance is $5.2 million. So that's why I was suggesting lowering that balance each year.
So anybody else? No? Okay. Then, Cap, what's going on here in the very near future, like in about 10 minutes?
Mr. Chair and members, in about 15 minutes, there will be a bus or a van waiting out front to take committee members and staff to the set of the convincer, of which Senator Koch was just at and says it was a good trip to take because she's starring in the movie now.
No, but lots of people working.
Did you get a park?
Yes, it was she walked through. I think I'll be Greg Kinnear, Senator Koch. I asked to be Senator Koch.
Jeez, I didn't know we had screenings, too, going on. Okay. So, and then Wednesday, we'll, unless something changes between now and tomorrow morning when we get the revenue forecast, Wednesday we should have a bill in front of us that reflects these changes. And so, other than that, this is your last chance now to testify today. Anybody else out there? So, okay, seeing none, meeting adjourned.
Short and sweet.